April 2025 Poetry Madness April 13th to April 18th Poems. You can find my prior April poems here. April Poetry Madness 2024 April 26th to April 30th, 2024 Poems. April Poetry Madness April 21st to April 25 Poems. April 2024 Poetry Madness April 15th to 20 Poems. April Poetry Madness 2024 April 7th to April 14th. April 1st to April 6th Poems 2024 Poetry Madness. PSH April 2023 Poems. April 20th to 30th 2023 Poems Do Drop In. April 2023 Poetry Do Drop In April 11th to 15th. Writer's Digest April 2023 Poems. April 2023 Do Drop In Poems. April 30th, 2022 Poems. April 29th Poems. April 26th and April 27th, 2022 Poems. April 23rd, April 24th and April 25th, 2022 Poems. April 22nd, 2022 Poems. April 23rd, April 24th and April 25th, 2022 Poems. April 22nd, 2022 Poems. April 18th to April 20th, 2022 Poems/A. April 18th to April 20th, 2022 Poems. April 16th and 17th, 2022 Poems. Enjoy and stay safe, everyone. Begin Poems. April 13th to April 12th Poems. April 13th Day 13. NAPOWRMO. World in Turmoil. World in Turmoil. Stock Market Crashing. Tariff War Heats Up. World Markets Crashing. This Will Not End Well. Recession Coming, Not End Well. Doge Rampage. Slashing Government Spending. Unemployment Rising. Slashing Government Spending. Gopitz Fired. Gopitz Fired. Happy Sunday, all. I hope you have an enjoyable 13th day of NA/GLOPORIMO. Our featured participant today is Chronicles of Miss Misria, where the response to Day 12 Symphonic, Stevens inspired prompt fires on all cylinders. Our daily resource is the online collection of the Museu de Arte de São Paulo, founded in 1947 by Brazilian businessman Assis Chateaubriand. Here, you'll find everything from old masters to mysterious photographs. Finally, here's our prompt for the day, optional, as always. Donald Justice's poem, There is a Gold Light in Certain Old Paintings, plays with both art and music, and uses an interesting and, as far as I know, self-invented form. His six-line stanzas use lines of 12 syllables, and while they don't use rhyme, they repeat end words. Specifically, the second and fourth line of each stanza repeat an end word or syllable, the fifth and sixth lines also repeat their end word or syllable. Today, we challenge you to write a poem that uses Justice's invented form. Donald Justice's poem, There is a Gold Light in Certain Old Paintings. There is a Gold Light in Certain Old Paintings. By Donald Justice. 1. There is a gold light in certain old paintings. That represents a diffusion of sunlight. It is like happiness, when we are happy. It comes from everywhere and from nowhere at once, this light. And the poor soldiers sprawled at the foot of the cross share in its charity equally with the cross. 2. Orpheus hesitated beside the black river. With so much to look forward to, he looked back. We think he sang then, but the song is lost. At least he had seen once more the beloved back. I say the song went this way, O prolong. Now the sorrow if that is all there is to prolong. 3. The world is very dusty, uncle. Let us work. One day the sickness shall pass from the earth for good. The orchard will bloom, someone will play the guitar. Our work will be seen as strong and clean and good. And all that we suffered through having existed shall be forgotten as though it had never existed. Gopit is a pejorative term for government workers popular on the right, dating back to the Clinton era. Writer's Digest prompt. Full Moon Madness. Sam Adams was drinking in his favorite watering hole, the Cosmos Bar, in Swa Cowboy, Bangkok. 20 drinks too sober, he contemplated life. It was the evening of the pink full moon. The lunatic light of the moon shone on the street outside the bar. Sam was soon transformed into a demented werewolf. Ran outside, howling like an escaped banshee, at the lunatic light of the full moon, shining down on his lost soul. The Cosmos Bar is a fictional expat bar located in Swa Cowboy, Bangkok. Swa Cowboy dates back to the Vietnam War era when it was a popular drinking district for expats in Bangkok. Sam Adams is a fictional character that pops up in many of my stories and poems, a distant descendant of the famous Sam Adams, and beer brewer, from the Revolutionary War period of U.S. history. For today's prompt, take the phrase full, blank, replace the blank with a word or phrase, make the new phrase the title of your poem, and then, write your poem. Possible titles might include, full moon, full throttle, full tank of gas, full Monty, and slash or full tank of gas. Here's my attempt at a full, blank, poem. Full-throated, by Robert Lee Brewer. I sound my long barbaric yawp from every available hilltop on my way to the barbershop, fearing I may never stop while sucking on a lollipop as the neighbors channel hop and the horses clip-pity-clop beside another bumblecup, which could be a malaprop for the use of bumper crop as I find I flip and flop like a price at a car swap, or the head of a wet mop, stuck inside a karate chop, falling like a sad raindrop, into a pond a frukerplup. Bonus full moon poem. Pink moon lunar madness overcomes old man. The lunatic light of the pink full moon shined on a lonely man in the Cosmos Bar, who was a lost film star, drinking from afar. The lunatic light of the pink full moon. The man was a star. The light in the bar was bizarre. They sat there playing the guitar. The lunatic light of the full moon. He thought to himself so far. Went outside, saw a squad car. Howling at the moon, looking at a sports car. The lunatic light of the pink full moon. Poetry form, danza. Here are the guidelines for writing the danza. Opening quintin, or five-line stanza. Followed by quatrains, or four-line stanzas. The opening line of the first stanza is the final line of every stanza, including the first. Rhyme scheme in the opening stanza, ABBA A, capital A represents the refrain. Rhyme scheme in all other stanzas, BBAA. No other rules for subject, length, or meter. One additional PPC rule for this one, a minimum of 13 lines, three stanzas per the above rules. Poetry superhighway prompt. Driving, walking, or travel poem. Walking along the fake Venice Canal. Caption ID equals attachment underscore 13356 align equals align none width equals 300 Gimpo Grand Canal slash caption. I take a walk. Every day. Along the fake Venice Canal. Near my home. In Gimpo, Korea. It is lined with restaurants and shops and this time of year, flowering trees. There are boats for rent as well. Someday I am going to Venice as part of a Mediterranean cruise and I will walk along a real Venice canal and have dinner and think about the fake canal and the real canal. Drive or walk, down a familiar street or block. Pay attention to everything, the condition of the street, the signs, people, cars, or other vehicles, and the trees, flowers, and grass or lack thereof. Where are you walking? Maybe on a sidewalk or in the grass. Where are you driving? maybe on a paved road or maybe a dirt or gravel road. Write a poem about traveling down this street. Next, do the very same thing but this time go down an unfamiliar street or block. What do you see that's different? What do you see that's the same? How does it make you feel to be in an unfamiliar setting vs a familiar one? Write a poem about going down this street you've never traveled on before. Then take both poems and intersperse the lines from the poem of a street of familiarity to the poem of the street of unfamiliarity to create an overall picture in a poem of traveling the known vs the unknown. If you write a poem from this prompt, post it as a comment underneath the prompt in the Poetry Superhighway Facebook group. Do drop in. April 13 Greenery. Green trees don't make it. 70 lines. Every day. I look out and see. The ugly green trees. Standing guard. In front of my house. And I think to myself. Who owns the trees? And what do they think of us? Are we their friends? Are we their enemies? What do the trees think of us? Do they silently watch us? Spies to the celestial emperor? I have pondered this question. Many a morning. Who is the owner of these trees? And why do they silently watch us? I wonder if the trees don't hate us. And why they don't protest. Every day as we drive back and forth. Emitting poison gases from our mechanical asses. Right into their unprotected faces. And every night we eat our dinner. And then give the trees our polluted leftovers. And laugh as they silently die. From our acidic fallout. Constantly floating down on their skin. Yes, I wonder about the trees. And the birds and the bees. And everyone else. What are they thinking? Are they plotting revenge? Or are they merely there? Silently, watching, plotting. Designing fiendish plots of revenge. Dreams of vast nuclear destruction. Cosmic diseases wiping out everyone in the S. Oh yes, I wonder and dream and ponder. What is the meaning of those silent green trees? Standing on the corner. Quietly condemning us. With their quiet tears, and falling leaves. In the winter they stand. Naked and alone. Covered with ice-cold snow. As we drive by nice and warm. And we don't care. As they stand out in the cold. Shivering, plotting. Warm plans of cosmic revenge. Is it too late for us? To become friends. With the trees. Or will the day come. When the trees will wake up. And gather together. All the other slaves of humanity. I have a vision. One morning I will open the door. And see an army of wild things. Coming to arrest me. For crimes against nature. And I will plead, I did not know. And they will laugh. And turn me all of my kind. Into silent tombs. And we will stand out in the cold. Like the green trees. Plotting dreams of revenge. Forever and ever. Until our day finally comes. And we can go out. And kill all the wild things. Perhaps we already have. Revised poem I wrote on Earth Day 1976. Day 14. N.A. Poriemo. Florida critters that can kill you. Florida is a state. Of mind. With many creatures. Big and small. That can kill you. Starting with bears. Gators. Giant snakes. And cougars. Not to mention. Mosquitoes. That carry malaria. Dengue and Zenki fever. And other monsters. Lurking in the swamps. Of Florida. Today we are 2 full weeks into national/global poetry writing month. Hopefully you'll all have 14 poems under your belts by the end of the day and, if not, no worries. You can always catch up, or just cut yourself some slack. Today's featured participant is Glenn Mitchell, who really hit it out of the park with his take on Day 13's Donald Justic-inspired prompt. Our featured resource for the day is the online gallery of the Rijksmuseum, where you may particularly enjoy their series on 100 masterpieces within the museum's collection. And here's a little anecdote about how browsing an online collection of this kind can lead you to new and startling discoveries. While taking a peek at the museum's exhibit regarding mice and porcelain, I came across this slideshow about a particular porcelain macaw, which in turn led me down the rabbit hole of learning about Saxon Elector and Polish King Augustus the Strong, who died at the honorable age of 62, his kingdom a financial ruin, with 9 children from 6 different women, and a collection of 35,798 pieces of porcelain. I feel much less sheepish about my comparatively modest trove of knickknacks and doodads after reading that. And with that silliness out of the way, today's optional prompt is inspired by a poem that's an old favorite of mine, by K. Ryan. Crustacean Island. There could be an island paradise where crustaceans prevail. Click, click, go the lobsters with their china mitts and articulated tails. It would not be sad like whales with their immense and patient sieving and the sobering modesty of their general way of living. It would be an island blessed with only cold-blooded residents and no human angle. It would echo with 1,000 castanets and no flamencos. Ryan's poem invites us to imagine the music of a place without people in it. So today, try writing a poem that describes a place, particularly in terms of the animals, plants, or other natural phenomena there. Sink into the sound of your location, and use a conversational tone. Incorporate slant rhymes, near or off rhymes, like angle and flamenco, into your poem. And for an extra challenge, don't reference birds or birdsong. Writer Digest, April 14. How to lose weight. They say, inside every fat man is a thin man trying to break free. Since January 2024, I have lost almost 15 pounds, 7 kg, dropping from a high of 195 pounds, 88 kg, to a low of 170 pounds, 77 kg, in about a year or so. How did I lose so much weight? And most importantly, not gain it back? First, I came down with a mysterious COVID-like illness and lost 15 pounds in 1 month. The doctors could not figure it out, but ruled out bronchitis, cancer, pneumonia, and TB. Then I started daily workouts, including walking up 16 flights of stairs 6 times a day. That, along with a strict diet and no more daily glass of wine or whiskey, and hitting the gym, led me to keep the weight off. In any event, I feel great and look great. Not bad for a 69-year-old man, I say. No set form for this one, sort of a loose narrative free verse poem. We're 2 weeks in on this month and this challenge already. Go, us. For today's prompt, write a losing poem. Losing often comes with negative connotations, like losing a game or a family pet or socks. Seriously, where do they all disappear to? However, a person could also lose some weight, bad habits, and/or negativity. Of course, it could be argued these are still negatives, positives via double negatives, but I find I'm starting to lose my train of thought, so it's probably best to get poeming. Here's my attempt at a losing poem. What I've Gained, by Robert Lee Brewer. There's nothing I've gained that I won't eventually lose. Not that I know how, but I can decipher the clues. So I don't care much about all the items I can gain when I'll eventually lose, and then lose them again. Better, I think, is to share all the ups and the downs with every loser who'll happily keep me around. Because everything I gain I will eventually lose. So abide if you can. To skip having the blues. PSH April 14, 2025, Poetry Writing Prompt from Eric Nicholson. May the Force be with you. In the Star Wars universe, the rebels led by Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia are behind the curve. The Imperial Stormtroopers. Too powerful. A force. All seems lost. To the rebels. But the rebels still maintain hope that with the force with them, they can overcome and defeat the dark side of the force, represented by Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker's father. This poetry writing prompt submitted by Eric Nicholson. Use a series of sequences from a well-known film and splice with more nature-based lines or political. The idea is to either parallel each or contrast. The effect could be serial, philosophical, or lyrical. Free verse form. Dew drop in April 14 sky. Living under a Martian sky. Joe Lewis was one of the first Martians. He immigrated to Mars in 2045, along with thousands of other refugees from an Earth that was becoming uninhabitable. Everyone was moving into domed cities on Earth, the Moon, or Mars. Live under the Martian sky was difficult. But the sunsets were out of this world. Free verse poem. April 15, day 15. Napowrmore, you ready, America? Are you ready, America? To combat the rise of Christian fascism that seems to be everywhere. Are you ready to overcome? Ready to save country? Today is the halfway point of national/global poetry writing month. Hooray for poems. Our featured participant today is the cynical optimist, where the place sounds poem for day 14 lets each creature in a particular park have its own solo. Today's resource is the online gallery of the National Museum of New Zealand. It's pretty fun to just search for random words in their search bar, and see what kind of objects and art pop up. For example, I searched the word butter, and was presented with this photograph of a bracelet made up of butter and cheese exhibition medals, this stamp celebrating the wonders of butter production, and a teeny saucepan made for a dollhouse. And now for our optional daily prompt. The MC5 was a 1960s rock band. If you've heard anything by them, and you likely have, it's their 1969 song Kick Out the Jams. Jesse Crawford, otherwise known as Brother J.C. Crawford, was the band's stage MC and warm-up man. Below are the words with which he opened a concert in Japan in 1969. You can find the recording on Spotify/Apple Music as part of the Kick Out the Jams Live Japan Remastered album, on the track titled Intro/Ramblin' Rose. Brothers and sisters, I wanna see a sea of hands out there. Let me see a sea of hands. I want everybody to kick up some noise. I wanna hear some revolution out there, brothers. I wanna hear a little revolution. Big pause. Brothers and sisters, the time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are gonna be the problem or whether you are gonna be the solution. That's right. You must choose, brothers, you must choose. It takes 5 seconds, 5 seconds of decision. 5 seconds to realize your purpose here on the planet. It takes 5 seconds to realize that it's time to move. It's time to get down with it. Brothers, it's time to testify, and I want to know. Are you ready to testify? Are you ready? I give you a testimonial. The MC5. And now here's a short little poem by Jane Kenyon. The shirt. The shirt touches his neck and smooths over his back. It slides down his sides. It even goes down below his belt, down into his pants. Lucky shirt. And now for your prompt. While Brother J.C.'s warm-up and Kenyon's poem might seem very different at first, they're both informed by repetition, simple language, and they express enthusiasm. They have a sermon-slash-prayer-like quality, and then end with a bang. Your challenge is to write a 6-line poem that has these same qualities. All appreciation to Don Potter for this prompt. 6-line poem per prompt. Writer's Digest. What fresh hell is this Nanette poem? I start my days, drinking hot black coffee. Watching morning headlines unfold. Thinking, what fresh hell is this? What's wrong with these people? People disappear. Snatched off the street. Being sent straight to hell. Here we go, halfway through the month and time for another 2 for Tuesday prompt. For the third 2 for Tuesday prompt. Write a poetic form poem and slash or write an anti-form poem. Criteria. The Nanette poetic form is simple. It's a 9-line poem that has 9 syllables in the first line, 8 syllables in the second line, 7 syllables in the third line, and continues to count down to 1 syllable in the final, 9th, line. I couldn't find an origin, but I did learn that the word Nanette is used for a group of 9 performers or instruments. So I'm assuming this is one of those poetic forms inspired by music. April 15, 2025, Poetry Writing Prompt from John Doro. Ode to my piano, savior of my soul. For the last few years, I have been playing the piano every day from 5 to 6 p.m. I sit down at the piano and play a piece of music. I have been working through the classics and have finally gotten to where I can play a Mozart sonata and nail it. This poetry writing prompt submitted by John Doro. Look around the room and select an object that speaks to you. If one doesn't speak to you, pick an object that starts with the letters D, M, C, or P. Write a letter to the object addressing its value to your life. Next, write a letter from the object, expressing its connections, appreciation, and slash or dissatisfaction with things you have done. If you write a poem from this prompt, post it as a comment underneath the prompt in the Poetry Superhighway Facebook group. Number na poremo number poetry. No particular form, just 4 sets of tercets. April 15, Death and Taxes. Benjamin Franklin once wrote, "There are only 2 things certain in life. Death and taxes. Someday we all may become cyborgs, becoming immortal. But sadly, I think we will never be able to escape the taxman." April 16, 2025. Na Powerm 0. Day 16. On April 16, 2025. What is hip? Tower of Power wants to know. The Tower of Power erupted out of the East Bay in Northern California in the late 60s and have been playing funk music ever since. They were the sound of the East Bay funk movement that predated disco, hip-hop and rap music, and go-go music in DC as well. The great funk bands always had a hip as hell attitude, anchored by a great horn section, with saxophones on top, and a pounding bass beneath, killer keyboards, and guitars as well, and the rhythm section, keep it all going, to the funky beat, all back up to the soulful ballads, of the lead singers. The band was multicultural, way before that was a thing. Asians, black, Hispanic, white players, straight, gay and trans folks, as well, playing that funky music. White boy, until the day they die. Yet, they had 2 great hits. What is hip? Asks the question. That has no real answer. What is hip? And the other song was their immortal love song. The greatest makeout song of all time. You're still a young man. The first slow dance I ever danced to. Back in the day, I often wondered how many babies were conceived after listening to and dancing to that song. Ode poem to my favorite band growing up. This inspired me to put together the rest of my Tower of Power tribute poems as a bonus set. Enjoy. Tower of Power palindrome. Tower of Power. Music. Soul music. Funky music. The Tower of Power. Fill the air. The Tower of Power. Funky music. Soul music. Music. New prompt, write a palindrome. You can read an example here, palindrome. Our musical street. 30 lines. I grew up in a very creative time. A very musical time. The 60s had the best music. MOT ruled the Bay Area. As well as great rock music. Acid jazz. Acid rock. Fusion jazz. The Grateful Dead. Mamas and the Papas. Jefferson Airplane. Jimi Hendrix. Last high school was Berkeley High School. Santana. And so many others. The best funk band of them all. Tower of Power. Beloved by all high school students for their immortal classic makeout song. You're Still a Young Man. Tower of Power rocked every party in town. On every street, music flowed. On every musical street in the city. That was Berkeley in the 60s and 70s. Please use the following as the title of your story or poem. Our musical street. Please select music as one of your genres. Tower of Power is an American R&B and funk-based band and horn section, originating in Oakland, California, that has been performing since 1981. The band has had several lead vocalists, the best known being Lenny Williams, who fronted the band between early 1973 and late 1974, the period of their greatest commercial success. They have had 8 songs on the Billboard Hot 100. Their highest charting songs include You're Still a Young Man, So Very Hard to Go, What Is Hip, and Don't Change Horses, In the Middle of a Stream, 1. The band was formed by tenor saxophonist / vocalist Emilio Castillo and baritone saxophonist Stephen Doc Kupka, Indiana, 19681. The band's soul sound appealed to both minority and counterculture listeners. 1. The band's name was changed to Tower of Power after they agreed that their original name, The Moes, would not help them play at Bill Graham's Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco. 1. Tower of Power has released 31 albums, including 15 studio albums, 5 live albums, and 11 compilations. 1. Their most recent album, Step Up, was released Indiana 20202. Here is a list of some of their most popular songs. You're Still a Young Man. So Very Hard to Go. What Is Hip? Don't Change Horses, In the Middle of a Stream. Soul Vaccination. This Time It's Real. Time Will Tell. Only So Much Oil in the Ground. If you're interested in listening to their music, you can check out their official website too. Song at Sunrise. In 1974. When I graduated from Berkeley High School, we went out to party all night long. We listened to our favorite band, the Tower of Power, the greatest funk band of them all. Then at sunrise, everyone went to Tilden Park, Inspiration Point. A rare sunny dawn, the music blaring on our radios. The song at sunrise was What Is Hip and You're Still a Young Man. The greatest make out the song of all time. No doubt babies were conceived that night to that song track. For those who don't know, the top started in the late 60s and is still going strong almost 50 years later. They are the best funk band ever, and they are the soul of the San Francisco East Bay Area, Berkeley, Fremont, Oakland, Richmond, and towns in between. They were multicultural before that was a thing. They have the best horn section of any funk band, great guitar players, keyboard players, drummers, and of course great singers. Their best songs were the iconic What Is Hip, and You're Still a Young Man, one of the best make-out songs of all time. No doubt many babies were conceived to that song. The first song I ever slowly danced to, and a song I played to seduce my wife when we met. Based loosely on the classic Tower of Power song, What Is Hip? What Is Hip lyrics? Verse 1. So you wanna dump out yo trick bag? He's on in a hip thing. But you ain't exactly sure what is hip. So you started to let your hair grow. Spent big bucks on your wardrobe. Somehow, you know there's much more to the trip. Chorus. What is hip? Tell me, if you think you know. What is hip? If you're hip. The question, will it show? You're into a hip trip. Maybe hipper than hip. What is hip? Verse 2. You became a part of a new breed. Been smoking only the best weed. Hanging out with the so-called hippie set. Seen in all the right places. Seen with just the right faces. You should be satisfied, but it ain't quite right. Chorus. What is hip? Tell me, if you think you know. What is hip? If you're hip. The question, will it show? You're into a hip trip. Maybe hipper than hip. What is hip? Break. Come on. Refrain. Hipness is. What it is. Hipness is. What it is. Hipness is. What it is. Sometimes hipness is. What it ain't. You're still a young man. Baby, oh, don't waste your time. You're still a young man. Baby, oh, don't waste your time. Down on my knees. Oh, heart in hand. I was accused of being too young. But I'm not so young. I could make you happy. I'm not a bad man. You're too young to love, if you and I could be together. You're too young to love, I'll never leave you alone, baby. You're too young, oh, no I won't, sweet lady. Don't waste your time. The damage is done. You see that you were wrong. You wake up wondering just how well I've done. Well, I've done all right. Yes, there are some girls, but you know, I dropped them on sight. Just for you. Because I love you. You're still a young man. Baby, oh, don't waste your time. Someday you'll understand just what it means when a man comes to you with his little heart in his hands. Just to love you. Don't waste your time. You better listen to me. Saying that I'm loving you, yeah, hey now baby, trying to tell you that it's you talking to you. Baby, I'll never I'll do you. No wrong, no lady, if you would check my stuff out one time, haha. Just to hold you, to squeeze you, and all I wanna do is to get next to you and please you, baby. See where I'm coming from. Written by legendary sax players Emilio Castillo and Stephen Kupka, the song portrays a young man at the wrong end of a breakup. The situation is bleak because his lover pins the breakup on an age difference. In an interview with SongFacts, Castillo said, "It's based on a true story. I had a girlfriend that was 6 years older than me. I was 18. She was 24, and that's actually what happened. She had kind of cut me loose because of the age difference thing, and the whole plea in the story is the young guy saying, I'm not too young, I'm not wasting my time, and I do love you as a man can truly love a woman." The song would go on to be the band's first major hit, defining their sound with a prominent horn section inspired by Curtis Mayfield. On that album, there's a song called A Woman's Love that starts with beautiful trumpets high. When we heard that, we wanted to write a song with a great trumpet intro like that. TowerOfPower.com. Street Party. Many years ago. In the Berkeley and Oakland. In the East Bay, back in the day. In the fabled 60s, early 70s. There were often legendary pop-up. Flash mob type impromptu street parties. Where everyone gathered around. Digging the scene and each other. Drinking, smoking weed. Jiving, flirting, dancing. Getting down to the sweet sound. Of Tower of Power and Motown. Whites, blacks, Asians, Hispanics. Men, women, and those in between. Gays, straight. Young, old, middle age. It did not matter. Everything was everything. Everything was cool. It was all good. It was all cool back in the day. An interracial gathering. Of shared humanity. Just celebrating life. But this was before. Guns became so common. Before things got so violent. And evil-ness became the norm. Back in the day. It was a peaceful happening. A true love fest. Those days are so yesterday. Nowadays, people are afraid. A street party festival. Will end up guns blazing Wild West style. The festival will end up with many people. Going to an early grave. Happy Wednesday, all. We hope you're having a fine beginning to the second half of April. Our featured participant today is A Rhyme a Day, where the MC5/Jane Kenyon inspired poem for day 15 packs a lot of punch into 6 short lines. Today's resource is the Museum of Photographic Art, which is part of the San Diego Museum of Art. Through the museum's online collection, you can explore a number of current and past exhibitions, including a series of portraits by Bern Schwartz, I rather like the one of Ralph Ellison, and a group of very painterly compositions by Lynn G. Feynman. And now for our optional prompt. The K. Ryan-inspired prompt for day 14 asked you to take inspiration from the sounds of the natural world. Today's prompt twists that idea around a bit. Start by taking a look at this poem by James Schuyler. 4S Second Piano Quartet. On a day like this the rain comes. Down in fat and random drops among. The ailanthus leaves the tree. Of heaven the leaves that on moon. Lit nights shimmer black and blade. Shaped at this third floor window. And there are bunches of small green. Knobs, buds, crowded together. The rapid music fills in the spaces of the leaves. And the piano comes in. Like an extra heartbeat, dangerous. And lovely. Slower now, less like the leaves, more like the rain which almost isn't rain, more like thawed. Outhale. All this beauty in the mess of this small apartment on West 20th in Chelsea, New York. Slowly the notes pour out, slowly. More slowly still, fat rain falls. Like K. Ryan's poem, this one invites us to imagine music in the context of a place, but more along the lines of a soundtrack laid on top of the location, rather than just natural sounds. Today, try writing a poem that similarly imposes a particular song on a place. Describe the interaction between the place and the music using references to a plant and, if possible, incorporate a quotation bonus points for using a piece of everyday, overheard language. Happy writing! Writer's Digest April 16th Something Fantastic. Narnia Beckons Me Haiku Sonnet. Narnia beckons. It is real, lives in our dreams. Where we can see it. Old C.S. Lewis. Wrote a true fairy tale. Ripped from his dream.s. So visit Narnia. Battle the evil white witch. And meet Aslan. Narnia waiting. Go and be their king. Wow. So many forms for poems yesterday. That was fun. And yay to Gary Crane for being the first to guess the inspiration for the acrostic in my Sestina yesterday. Click here to hear Chris Bell's I Am the Cosmos on YouTube. Forms are completely optional today. For today's prompt, write a something fantastic poem. As with all the prompts, you can come at this from any direction you'd like, but what inspired me to create this prompt are the fantastic works of magical realists and poems like Donald Hall's On Reaching the Age of 200. So if you feel compelled to do the same, great, however, it is no small accomplishment to write any fantastic poem, even if it's about finding an extra piece of pie in the refrigerator. The basic premise of the haiku sonnet is simple: 4 3-liner haiku plus a couplet of either 5 or 7 syllables adds up to 14 lines, the same number of lines found in a sonnet. The only mention of this form that I've been able to find is a poet named David Marshall. Note, I am a big fan of the C.S. Lewis Narnia stories. Reread The Lion, The Witch, and Wardrobe in Spanish and have a Korean Langok version to read one of these days on my Kindle wish list. April 16, 2025, Poetry Writing Prompt from Mike Daly. A Thug Sinkane Poem. A Thug. International. Started in Colombia. Murdering those he worked for. Really? This poetry writing prompt submitted by Mike Daly. Pick up the book nearest to you. Turn to page 77, third paragraph, and use one of those sentences as your opening or closing line. If you write a poem from this prompt, post it as a comment underneath the prompt in the Poetry Superhighway Facebook group. Sinkane. Popular five-liner. So I'm happy to share the Sinkane, which is a nifty five-line poetic form from Adelaide Crapsey. Inspired by Tanka, the Sinkane is comprised of 2 syllables in the first line, 4 in the second line, 6 in the third, 8 in the fourth, and 2 in the fifth. Plus, poets have the freedom to add or subtract 1 syllable from each line. An international thug who got his start in Colombia. Source: Janet Ivanovich and Lee Goldberg. The Job, page 77, third paragraph. Do drop in April 16, friends. Zoom buddies. We have been having a weekly Zoom gab fest for a number of years now. Everyone is someone. I have no for more. That 50 years. Reunited through Zoom. Our weekly chats. Keep me sane. Alive and fills me with joy. Best friend for 65 years. I have known Robert S. since the first grade. Over 60 years. Sharing life's journeys. Introduced me to demon rum and weed. Was there when I dreamt of my wife. And there during my 14 operations. And will be until the end. My memory bank. Matt and I met in Latin class in the 9th grade. He managed in my first election as BHS president. He knows most of my secrets and reminds me of my past misdeeds, keeping me humble and alive. Robert C. Robert C. and I have been friends since high school days. Lost touch for a while. Glad to reconnect. We still find each other amusing as hell. Mark K. another high school classmate. Lost touch for a while. Reconnecting feels great. He is a tech guy. And I have learned a lot from him. Wish I was in touch with him when I was doing a tech support job at the State Department. We share the same birthday. But I am 1 year older. That does not matter in the grand scheme of things. Tony R., another high school friend, went separate ways. Reconnecting on Zoom. I find his wry sense of humor refreshing. Keeps me humble and down to earth. Day 17. NAPOWRMO prompt. The aliens reveal their secret plans. Sam Adams retired in Berkeley and opened a UFO theme bar near campus, where he put up a sign on the door: space aliens drink for free provided they can prove it. Because every night some joker tried, they would walk in, demanding a free drink or two. One night his former bosses walked in: Maria Lee and Mysterious Smith. Shadow Warriors hush hush passed. They lived in the shadow world, they were ghosts, spooks, spies. They had retired from the government to open the Cosmos Institute X-Files. Both of them had a pan-ethnic look. Both could pass for almost any ethnic group or race. Maria Lee was vaguely Asian. Smith looked like he was an Eastern European man. Both had a vaguely non-human look. And both spoke with a strange, unusual accent. Smith was only known by last name. No one knew his real name or his past history. They refused to talk about their past life, saying it was all classified top secret need-to-know stuff. But someday perhaps Sam would need to know it. Sam also worked with them before in their prior life. They said they were there for the free drink. And it was time for Sam to know the truth about them and the world. Sam told them, well, you have to prove it. That you are in fact space aliens, can you show me that? Maria morphed into Donald Trump. And Smith morphed into Elon Musk and then Men in Black. Before shifting back to their real selves. Reptilian creatures from the planet Sirius. Maria was green color and Smith was red. And then back to Maria and Mr. Smith again. Sam smiled and gave them their free drinks. And they told him everything about their real past lives. They revealed many secrets that night. The end of the beginning of the end. Backstory. The fictional Cosmos Institute appears in a lot of my stories and poems. It was founded in Berkeley by Maria Lee and Mr. Smith, who were high-level former Intel operatives. The mission of the Institute was to investigate paranormal phenomena, usually to debunk the claims. They considered themselves the real X-Files. They recruited Sam Adams to join them because they knew he was an expert on UFOs, having worked on the Majestic Project and Area 51. Spoiler alert, there were no real aliens. Sam opened the fictional UFO bar with the famous sign "Aliens drink for free," hoping that someday real aliens would reveal themselves to him. Then one day his former bosses, the mysterious Maria Lee and Mr. Smith, passed his challenge and told him the real deal over their free drinks. For the challenge of the prompt, I picked a painting by Carrington, showing space aliens, and a painting by Vero, showing a shapeshifter. The belief that there are secret shapeshifting reptilians living among us up to no good is a common theme in science fiction, and 10% of Americans believe it to be true. I have written a number of stories and poems about this theme. My aliens are descendants of the colonizers of Atlantis, who destroyed Atlantis and Lemuria in a world war over the question of what to do with humans. The Red Team wanted to continue to enslave them, the Green Team wanted to free them and civilize them, eventually granting them full rights. Their descendants continued to fight this battle in the shadow world. Criteria. Land Day. Poem comprised of self-contained couplets. Land Day poems. The Land Day is a variable length form based off a couplet, which means the poem could be as concise as two lines or run on for several pages. The form most likely originated with nomads in the area of Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India. Read an article on Afghan Land Days here. Here are the basic rules of the Land Day. Poem comprised of self-contained couplets, as few as one couplet will do. 9 syllables in the first line, 13 syllables in the second line. Land Days tend to reveal harsh truths using wit. Themes include love, grief, homeland, war, and separation. Note, there is not a specific rhyme pattern for this form, though lines tend to end on the sounds of na and ma in the original Pashto. However, this is difficult to replicate in English. Keep in mind that Land Days are often sung. Welcome back, everyone, for the 17th day of NA/GloPoriMo. Today's featured participant is Words with Ruth, where the soundtrack-inspired poem for day 16 uses repetition, along with simple and conversational language, to convincingly recreate a moment in space and time. Chopin's Prelude No. 4 in E minor. Posted by Rabarb Kauf, April 16, 2025. Posted in Poems. You had a futon on your floor. A double futon on your floor. We lay a lot on that futon on the floor. Choosing sex over food. Like you do when you first discover sex. and you had a piano in your room. You'd play and look round at me, sticking your tongue out a little, through your teeth, as if to say, I want you. And later, I'll have you. And you did. We had a lot of sex on that futon on the floor. Then we'd go and chill with your mum and her boyfriend. And sometimes the dog would come in to see us too. Funny, I can't remember much of your room. Other than the futon. The double futon on the floor. You taught me Chopin's Prelude in E minor. It took me months to nearly learn it. Not like you. Playing the piano like honey. Turning round to kiss me. And still playing. You showed me how to have sex. Not that I'd never had sex before. But I'd never enjoyed it. You showed me how to enjoy it. And it was good. Oh my God, it was good. Being with you was so good. Orgasm after orgasm. Rolling through me. Rolling through us. I didn't know that was possible. You said you could see them in me. They had different colors. That's why it was so good with you. You could see everything. Too much maybe. Yeah, maybe that was it. You saw things that weren't there. Like affairs I wasn't having. With friends, colleagues, anyone really. And then it would go on and on and on. Me pleading with you. You calling me a liar. Hitting our heads against a brick wall. On and on. Until I couldn't do it anymore. And then it got a bit scary really. But we don't need to go into that. It's okay. It was okay. A therapist once said to me, it's not possible to have good sex in a bad relationship. But she's wrong. Our resource today is Oxford's Ashmolean Museum, where you can find a smug ceramic pelican, a samurai ceremonial suit of armor, and a photograph of the French Impressionist painter Camille Pissarro dressed as a Venezuelan herdsman. And now for our daily optional prompt. The surrealist painters Remedios Varo and Leonora Carrington moved to Mexico during the height of World War II, where they began a lifelong friendship. Today, we'd like to challenge you to write a poem themed around friendship, with imagery or other ideas taken from a painting by Carrington, and a painting by Varo. Robert Brewer, the cities light up beneath our plain land lay. The cities light up beneath our plain. On the left as the sun retreats from us on the right. The moon appears in rivers below. And then disappears like our fragile first encounters. We both flinched at our first touch but then crashed back together as if that's what held us aloft. I'm not sure why some cities still burn, while others dissolve quietly into the darkness. Writer's Digest, Seoul, New Queen City of Asia. Seoul, New Queen City of Asia. Now one of the hip go-to places. Top tourist spot in all of Eurasia. Seoul, New Queen City of Asia. A place for any occasion. A city with many faces. Seoul, New Queen City of Asia. Now one of the hip go-to places. Triolet. 8-line French form. Here's a diagram of the triolet. A. First line. B. Second line. A. Rhymes with first line. A. Repeat first line. A. Rhymes with first line. B. Rhymes with second line. A. Repeat first line. B. Repeat second line. For today's prompt, write a city poem. The poem can take place in a big city, medium-sized city, smaller city. Heck, towns, villages, hamlets, etc., all work as well. Ghost towns. Why not? I'm not going to break out a census on your poeming. Just write. Poetry Superhighway, April 17, 2025, poetry writing prompt from Robert Wynn. The door opens. In Tilden Park High in the Berkeley Hills. A door. Ancient redwood with a sign above it. Opens. The sign reads for Madman Oni. East Bay. Sam Adams wondered where it went. Portal. Only one way to find out. Jump through. This poetry writing prompt submitted by Robert Wynn. Describe a specific door, real or imaginary. Be detailed enough that the reader will have an inclination why you chose this door, but don't say why directly. Let them find their way. Walt Marie. Candace Cubina Convention. 10 lines. Even lines are 2 syllables in length, odd lines are longer, but no specific syllable count. Even lines make their own mini poem if read separately. Poetic Form Fridays are made to share various poetic forms. This week, we look at the Walt Marie poetic form invented by Candace Cubinac, along with 2 of her examples. This week, a Poetic Asides member shared a poetic form she created. While I don't usually share nonce forms, I've tried this one myself, and I think it's a lot of fun. So without further ado, I'm introducing Candace Cubinac's form, the Walt Marie, which is itself a nod to PA members and Poetic Bloomings hosts, Marie Elena Good and Walter J. Wojtanik. Here are the guidelines for writing the Walt Marie. 10 lines. Even lines are 2 syllables in length, odd lines are longer, but no specific syllable count. Even lines make their own mini poem if read separately. No other rules for subject or rhymes. Here are 2 examples of the Walt Marie by Candace Cubinac. Building a Snowman, by Candace Cubinac. They waited for the world to turn white. Frozen. Rolled balls of snow, bigger and bigger. Child size. Broken twigs from the apple tree for arms, 2 hands. Mittens. He stood, smiling his pebble smile, until the warm sun appeared. Dripping. Then slowly disappeared, until only a memory remained. Stories. On the Bench at Night, by Candace Cubinac. I sit as still as a human can. Patient. The sun has set and dusk has settled. Quiet. I try to match my breath to the gentle breeze. Calmly. Small creatures emerge from daylight hiding places. Searching. And my heart sends out a quiet message. For you. April 17th. Dental torture blues. Sitting in the dental chair. Undergoing dental surgery. While the dentist probes. And tortures me. With his instruments of pain. The Frank Zappa song. Plays over and over in my head. The torture never stops. The torture never stops. And I think of the mad dentist. In Little House of Horrors. The Jack Nicholson character. Who screams pain is good. As he assaults his patients. Doing root canals. Without anesthesia. And so I endure the torture. Of the dentist. In the vain hope. I can save my teeth. Until the next time. I undergo dental torture. The song faces away. And I slowly recover. Then as I leave. I am confronted with the bill. And the song roars back to life. The torture never stops. The torture never stops. Day 18. NAPOWRMO April 18 prompt. Driving while listening to Tower of Power's What is Hip. One day, while I was driving in Oakland. I listened to the Tower of Power. Funk band. The radio, playing the song What is Hip. I sang along with the refrain, What is Hip? Funk band. That night at a party in Berkeley. Slow dance to You're Still a Young Man. Funk band. Note, third ode to my favorite band East Bay's own Tower of Power. We're 3 Fridays down, with just 1 left to go in this year's national/global poetry writing month. Our featured participant for the day is Poems by Sidra, where the surrealist-inspired poem of friendship for day 17 rocks some fantastic similes. It's all about those teeth. And then we will sit at a table with floating fruit. And share inside jokes so layered. In innuendo and self-reference. That they grow their own teeth. Yes, and then I will paint, and you can draw. And we will feed our work the secret blood. Of our hearts and we will tell each other. Make it weirder. Make it stranger. And then I will become a ghost. and you will become an owl. And we will fly together in the dark night. Yes, and then I'll be a lady of fire. And you can be a lady of stone. And we can frighten away the men who try to talk to us. Yes, exactly, and then together we will be animal people on the prowl, red. And dangerous and beautiful, never growing old, never growing tired. And we will protect each other? Yes, we will protect each other. Note, this poem is inspired by the works and friendship of surrealist artists Leonora Carrington and Remedios Varo. Today's resource is a virtual visit to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Gardner, who died in 1924, was a devoted and very wealthy art collector who built a Venetian-style palace, in Boston, to house her treasures. The museum building is beautiful and well known for its gorgeous courtyard. But the Gardner is also well known for having been the unfortunate site of one of the greatest and still unsolved art heists of all time. If you can figure out who done it, there might be $10 million in it for you. And now for today's optional prompt. Like our Villanelle prompt from a week ago, this prompt plays around with song lyrics, but in a very specific context, singing while riding in a car. Take a look at Ellen Bass's poem, You're the Top. Now, craft your own poem that recounts an experience of driving/riding and singing, incorporating a song lyric. Ellen Bass. Last night I get all the way to Ocean Street Extension, squinting through the windshield, wipers smearing the rain, lights of the oncoming cars half blinding me. The baby's in her seat in the back singing the first three words of You're the Top. Not softly and sweetly the way she did when she woke in her crib, but belting it out like Ethel Merman. I don't drive much at night anymore. And then the rain and the bad wipers. But I tell myself it's too soon to give it up. Though the dark seems darker than I ever remember. And as I make the turn and head uphill, I can't find the lines on the road. I start to panic. No. Yes, the lights. I flick them on and the world resolves. My God, I could have killed her. And I'll think about that more later. But right now new galaxies are being birthed in my chest. There are no gods, but not everyone is cursed every moment. There are minutes, hours, sometimes even whole days when the Earth is spinning 1.6 million miles around the Sun and nothing tragic happens to you. I do not have to enter the land of everlasting sorrow. Every mistake I've made, every terrible decision how I married the wrong man, hurt my child, didn't go to Florence when she was dying, I take it all because the baby is commanding, sing, Nana. And I sing, You're the Top. You're the Colosseum, and the baby comes in right on cue. The dixter appears to be one of many forms developed as an alternative to the Japanese haiku. In this case, there are three lines with syllable counts of 10, 10, 2. When written in multiple stanzas, the third line becomes a refrain, as described and demonstrated in the following links. https://popularpoetryforms.blogspot.com/2013/11/dixter.html Writer's Digest April 18, Gajua. Five-liner developed by Entakusa Cave. Deportation Blues Gajua. Every day, there is sad news about deportations. People legally here are told to leave in 7 days. People deported to El Salvador based on having a tattoo. Foreign students snatched off the streets. Foreigners are afraid to visit the U.S. This will not end well. For today's prompt, write a response poem. In many ways, every poem is a response poem as it's a response to something, even if it's that hard to explain sense of inspiration many poets feel. For the purposes of this prompt, your poem could respond to a story in the news, or just a fictional story, for that matter, a conversation you overheard in public, also called eavesdropping, or another poem, written by you or another poet. If only a poetic form existed that could be both concise and free. Oh wait a second, there's Gajua. Gajua was a form developed by Entakusa Cave in Japan and translates literally to five-line poem. An offshoot of the Tanka form, the Gajua has very simple rules, The poem is comprised of 5 lines with 1 phrase per line. That's it. So it's a little loose, which is kind of the theory behind Gajua. It's meant to be concise, 5 lines, but free, variable line length with each phrase. No special seasonal or cutting words. No subject matter constraints. Just 5 lines of poetic phrases. Robert Brewer Halloween. Ghosts hang. From the willow. As the children run. From one door. To the next. PSH prompt April 18, 2025. Poetry writing prompt from Robert Lale. When lightning strikes ghosts zappa. When lightning strikes. Ghosts, being dead, do not die. Immortal spirits. This poetry writing prompt submitted by Robert Lale. Write a poem that answers the age-old question, what happens when a ghost is struck by lightning? If you write a poem from this prompt, post it as a comment underneath the prompt in the Poetry Superhighway Facebook group. Zappa poems are like haiku, but not. Or maybe more appropriately, they're like senryu, but not, or maybe they are. This poetic form definition may sound kind of wishy-washy, but zappa are poems that have a 5-7-5 syllable pattern that do not contain the seasonal reference expected of haiku. In other words, zappa are all those haiku people write that haiku poets recognize as not being haiku. Again, senryu could fit this definition as well, but senryu also can have a looseness with the syllables, much like haiku, so that 17 syllables are not mandatory. Zappa should still be poetic, but they're 5-7-5 poems that don't include the seasonal reference. Final answer. I think. April 18 Good Friday. Trigger warning, this could be considered offensive to some people. That was not my attempt, and I apologize to anyone who does take offense. The point of the poem is to express why I am not a Christian, although there are elements of Christianity that I admire. I reject all the supernatural rigmarole associated with the faith, and I reject the idea that the Bible is the work of God. Everyone is entitled to their opinion, this is mine. It is important that we all remain open to dialogue with others of different faith traditions. Freedom of religion means that people are free to believe or not believe in religions as they see fit. Why I am not a Christian? On Easter Sunday, I often think about Christianity. I don't understand why anymore. Would believe such nonsense. The essential story makes no sense. An imaginary all-powerful deity. That no one has ever seen or heard. Except for psychotic patients. Or drug users. Comes down to earth. And impregnates a married woman. Who has never had sex for some reason. And her husband is okay with that. Believes her wild story. And still does not have sex. Until after the baby is born. Then there is total silence. Nothing about Jesus' childhood. 30 years later, he emerges. Preaching love, peace, and brotherhood. And denouncing the corrupt temple leaders. And the Jewish leaders as well. The miracles also don't make any sense. In the real world, you can't turn fish into bread. Can't walk on water. Can raise the dead, etc., etc. Just does not happen. In the world we live in. And has not happened. Since those ancient days. Then the Last Supper. Makes some sense. Jesus knows he is. About to be betrayed. But he does not. Confront Judas. Does not run away. Does not encourage. His disciples. To run away with him. The whole Jesus Mary M story. Also, does not make sense. Jesus must have been married. Or he was gay. There is no doubt. Either way. The story makes no sense. The crucifixion. Is the only part of the story I buy. Jesus was put to death. Because he was a rebel leader. And the Romans. Tolerated no dissent. To the Romans right. To conquer and rule. The rising from. The dead stories. all contradict one another. And Jesus was either walking as a normal human being, or was a ghost. The door was rent open, as if by lightning, or not. Finally, we have been waiting over 2,000 years for his return. You would think, if the story is remotely true, he would have turned up by now. Except he has, as many lunatics claim to be Jesus in the flesh, including sadly my college roommate, who thought he was Jesus Christ, returned to Earth after he fried his brain on LSD. All delusional, of course. And that is what I think of Christianity. Nothing but fairy tales and mass delusions surrounding a kernel of truth. Love one again. Treat each other right. Don't be consumed with greed. But couldn't that message be made simpler without all the associated nonsense? And the Bible needs serious editing. Way too long. Too many begets. Pages and pages of them. Who cares? Too confusing. Too many contradictions. Sexist too. Too violent. Too unforgiving in spots. And too many onerous rules that don't make a lot of sense. Who gives a flying F? Just saying. So, on this day, I say, open your minds and discard the nonsensical elements of Christian thought and follow the true teachings of Jesus. Love one another. Be kind to strangers. Don't be greedy. Commit a random act of kindness every day. Even if you don't believe in the imaginary man in the sky. Commentary from Fan Story Writers. Review for Poems for April 18, 2025. Chapter 19 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Jake, this is a fascinating mosaic of poetic entries, each with its own flavor, yet clearly coming from a consistent voice that blends skepticism, social observation, and playfulness. The Tower of Power piece is a groovy micro-memoir, succinct and grounded in musical nostalgia. The sole entry reads like a tourism jingle with a fun, rhythmic echo, clever in how it loops back on itself to reinforce the point. Your Zappa is short and sharp, towing the line between playful and philosophical. Ghosts, being dead, do not die is the kind of dry humor I enjoy in these forms. Then there's Why I Am Not a Christian, which shifts gears entirely. It's long, raw, and provocative, structured more like a stream of thought monologue than a polished poem. It's unflinching in its critiques, full of personal disbelief, and though it risks alienating some readers, there's no denying the clarity of conviction. It could use some trimming for focus and flow, but the honesty hits hard. A bold, eclectic set. Tim Dovey. 13 hours ago. Review for Poems for April 18, 2025. Chapter 19 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Hi Jake. I am glad to see that you are keeping on track with N.A. Poriamo. I hope you are enjoying the poem a day as much as I am. Although, my belief is in Christianity, I appreciate your poem stating your stance. Kim. Review for April 17, 2025 Poems. Chapter 18 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Jake, this was a joyride through conspiracy, comedy, and sci-fi noir, all told with a straight face and a wink. The aliens reveal their secret plans has the cadence of a beat poem mashed with Pulp Fiction and served in a UFO bar run by someone who's absolutely seen things. The repeated use of line breaks and staccato sentences creates a rhythmic, almost spoken word quality fitting for a tale that reads like it's being told over shots of something green and glowing. There's brilliant absurdity here, Maria morphing into Trump, Smith into Musk, the reptilian reveal, and that perfect deadpan closing, the end of the beginning of the end. It's self-aware without becoming cynical. And it's surprisingly grounded by the image of Sam, a retired man running a theme bar, being the steady anchor in this cosmic unraveling. The accompanying piece is your Narnia haiku sonnet, the redwood portal in the door opens, and the grim hilarity of dental torture blues form a surreal triptych around it. They're all laced with that same blend of the mythic, the mundane, and the slightly unhinged. Outlandish, deadpan, and wildly original, Jake, your poems don't just bend genres, they build bonfires out of them. Tim. Colony. Review for April 17, 2025 Poems. Chapter 18 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I was intrigued by the alien story and was pleased when you clarified things in your notes. The synopsis for your book sounds very intriguing. Are you selling them on Amazon? Thank you for sharing. Michael Ludwinder. Review for April 16, 2025 Poems. Chapter 17 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Thanks for sharing so many poems at once. It was like flipping through a journal full of good music. I love your deep thoughts and how you shared old pals. Tim Margetz. Review for April 16, 2025 Poems. Chapter 17 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Jake, this is a full-on poetic mixtape, part musical history, part memory reel, part experiment station. The Tower of Power tribute sets the tone perfectly, pulsing, playful, and unapologetically funky. You don't just describe the music, you celebrate it, and that joy comes through loud and clear. The jump from that into sharply political reflection, "What fresh hell is this?" gives the whole set depth and range. I really liked the blunt edge of the Thug's cinquain, minimalist but brutal, and then the emotional turn in the Zoom and memory pieces hit nicely. There's something quietly beautiful about lifelong friendships surviving into the digital age, and you honor them without sentimentality. The casual tone masks just how much ground you're covering here: musical legacy, personal history, poetry forms, political unease, all in one go. If I had a six left, I'd be tempted, but I'm all out. Tim Margetz. Review for April 15, 2025 Poems. Chapter 16 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Good. Jake, this collection of prompt responses has a candid, conversational tone that feels very you. There's humor, honesty, and a kind of grounded directness that works well across the different pieces. Let's break them down briefly. Are you ready, America? This one is raw and confrontational in a good way, topical and emotionally charged. It reads like the start of a larger political poem. My one suggestion, push for more specific imagery or language beyond the rhetorical questions. Right now, it's a solid call, but grounding it in something visceral, an image, a moment, a symbol would really elevate it. Ode to my piano, savior of my soul. There's real warmth and personal pride here. The pacing is steady and reflective, and the ending, and nail it, is joyous and affirming. It's casual in tone, but that suits the subject. If anything, consider expanding on the emotional impact a bit more. What does the piano save you from? April 15, death and taxes. Witty and very much in the spirit of the prompt. The shift to cyborg immortality is unexpected and fun, and the punchline about taxes still finding us is classic. You might consider adding a stanza break or two to help the humor land more cleanly, but overall this one's charming and memorable. In all three, your voice comes through clear as day, earnest, clever, and unafraid to mix reflection with lightness. A few tweaks for rhythm and depth, and these will sing. Tim. View 1 reply. Michael Ludwinder. 3 days ago. Review for April 15, 2025 Poems. Chapter 16 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I really enjoyed your poems today. Your poem Are You Ready, America? Made me stop and think. Then your ode to my piano, savior of my soul, felt warm and personal. I loved the part about nailing that Mozart sonata, that was awesome. The bit about death and taxes made me smile. Your poems were all different but enjoyable. Keep writing, you're rocking this challenge. View 1 reply. Dahlia's poems. 4 days ago. Review for April 13, 2025 poems. Chapter 14 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Amid this madness, I hope we can see a little light at the end of the tunnel, Jake, as our ever-changing world seems more complex than ever these days. As we age, I think we grow out of the challenges and want things to stay the same, but they never do. The world seems to be only for the young at heart, a poignant post, love Dolly X. View 1 reply. Michael Ludwinder. 4 days ago. Review for April 13, 2025 poems. Chapter 14 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I really enjoyed how your poem shares the relationship between humans and nature. The way you personify the trees is so well done. It's clear you put a lot of heart into this poem. Great job. 5 days ago. Review for April 14, 2025 poems. Chapter 15 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. These poems are all unique and enjoyable. Your poems all have such a thoughtful style. They really showcase your playful voice and imaginative thinking. Great job. View 1 reply. Tim Margetts. 5 days ago. Review for April 14, 2025 poems. Chapter 15 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Good. There's something delightfully unfiltered about your work, Jake. Each piece reads like it was written quickly and honestly, without too much polish, but with clear intent and curiosity. The Florida poem is the strongest of the three in terms of personality and structure. Florida is a state slash of mind is a cracking opening, both literal and figurative, and the escalating list of killers, from giant snakes to mosquitoes, blends humor with fact in a fun, campy way. The Star Wars poem is more straightforward and reads like a personal retelling. It could benefit from tighter rhythm and fresher phrasing. Too powerful slash a force and all seems lost slash to the rebels echo familiar lines without adding new perspective. A deeper emotional or stylistic slant could elevate it. The Martian poem has potential, especially the image of sunset slash out of this world. The idea of Martian refugees and dome cities is compelling, but the delivery feels more like notes than a shaped poem. With a bit of trimming and stronger line control, it could become a vivid piece of speculative lyricism. A spirited, eclectic trio with charm, potential, and a voice that invites the reader to lean in casual in tone, but laced with curiosity and wit. Tim. View 1 reply. Dahlia's poems. 5 days ago. Review for 2025 April 12 poems. Chapter 13 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. It sounds like you sometimes feel like a fish out of water, and I hope you don't feel vulnerable over there in Korea. Would you ever consider going back home? A poignant post full of mixed emotions here, love Dolly X. View 1 reply. Dahlia's poems. 5 days ago. Review for 2025 April 11 poems. Chapter 12 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. You finally got this post fixed, Jake. I have never heard of that band before, and it sounds like you appreciate your wife here. Supermarkets come up with some crazy ideas to keep dipping into our pockets, love Dolly X. View 1 reply. Michael Ludwinder. 5 days ago. Review for 2025 April 11 poems. Chapter 12 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I really enjoyed your writing. The formatting is terrible. Very hard to read. But your Korean springtime was a standout. I also loved how you brought in a sense of hope about the future of the trees. Your creativity is really flowing through these. Keep it up. View 1 reply. Michael Ludwinder. 6 days ago. Review for 2025 April 12 poems. Chapter 13 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I really enjoyed all your poems. Your poem about the leprechaun was so fun, loved the clever twist. The piece about life's risks was powerful. Your climate change poem hit hard with its urgency. Each poem was unique and left an impression. View 1 reply. Dolly S. Poems. 7 days ago. Review for 2025 April 10th poem. Chapter 11 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I'm not quite sure what to make of this post, Jake, as I read a list of your opinions and was rather confused. Life is full of ups and downs, it seems. Love, Dolly XXX. Michael Ludwinder. Review for 2025 April 10th poem. Chapter 11 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I really like how your poem plays with big ideas. The mix of humor and deep thoughts makes this feel unique and interesting. The God is dog spelled backwards line is clever. Your second piece about AI is also interesting. It's fun and a little unsettling at the same time. Keep writing. View 1 reply. Dovey. Review for 2025 April 9th poems. Chapter 10 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Hi Jake. It is fantastic to see you keeping up with the Poem a Day challenge and working with so many different prompts. Keep up the great work. Kim. Jacqueline Pop. 8 days ago. Review for 2025 April 9th poems. Chapter 10 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Your poem flows well and is well written. It is an enjoyable bread from start to finish. Each piece captures a unique slice of life, from love at first sight, to baseball devotion, and midweek musings, with warmth and personality. A delightful blend of personal reflection and playful imagery. Whether reflecting on love, or the everyday, the poems resonate with genuine emotion and vivid snapshots of life. There's an easy natural rhythm that makes the collection a pleasure to read from start to finish. Overall, it's a heartfelt, enjoyable experience that lingers after the final line. Well written. Great job with the writing. Michael Ludwinder. Review for April 2025 Poems. Chapter 9 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I really enjoyed your poems, each one felt like its own little journey. Your ghazal for Angela Lee was so sweet. I could feel how special she is to you. The alouette was full of heart. I liked the way you played with the rhyme. Your good and evil poem had a thoughtful message. And your blood type poem made me smile. That line about being both a fool and a genius was great, thanks for the commentary. Can I include them in my blog posting? Thanks a lot as always, thanks for the commentary. Can I include them in my blog posting? Dolly S. Poems. Review for 2025 April 7th Poems. Chapter 8 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. I am the champion of living in the moment, Jake. It is the only way to live, as the past has gone and we don't ever know if we have a future. I enjoyed this philosophical post. Love, Dolly XXX. Dolly S. Poems. Review for April 2025 Poems. Chapter 9 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. I am glad you met the girl of your dreams and you are still happy, Jake. We have to accept that good and evil exist, but we don't have to tolerate evil and we should always promote the good. A poignant post, food for thought here. Love, Dolly X. Dovey. 10 days ago. Review for 2025 April 7th Poems. Chapter 8 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Hi Jake. It is lovely to see your selection of poems today. The So Ada was my favorite of your pieced pieces. Keep writing. That's what it is all about. Creating poetry in our rash world today. Kim. Tim Margetz. Review for 2025 April 6th Poems. Chapter 7 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. You put together a lively mix here, Jake. Each piece is distinct, but sharing that playful, slightly off-kilter tone that seems to be becoming your trademark. The snarling cup of coffee was my personal favorite. Something about the wheeze and sneeze as the spices hit just cracked a grin. The Trumpian trade war rispetto is a neat take on the form solid structure with a bite of satire, and Sam Adams reads like it belongs on late night comedy, in the best way. The Death Kaffa copyright poem closes the set with a flourish of surreal black humor, landing just the right blend of absurdity and irony. If I had a small suggestion, it would be to consider posting these kinds of poems separately. Each one has a different rhythm and mood, and giving them space might help readers engage more deeply with each in turn. Still, taken together, this was a fun and varied showcase. Tim. Michael Ludwinder. 11 Days Ago. Review for 2025 April 6th Poems. Chapter 7 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Nicely done again. I love the humor in your snarling cup of coffee. I could almost taste the spice. Your Trumpian trade war poem was interesting. Great how you pack so much in just a few lines. Sam Adams being the worst poet ever was hilarious. I laughed at the idea of him going viral for terrible poetry. And your Death Cafe story was wild. I really liked how it took a strange dream and turned it into something so unexpected. You really know how to keep things interesting. Michael Ludwinder. Review for 2025 April 5th Poems. Chapter 6 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Nicely done. Your poems felt full of heart. The way you told us about your many roles, Peace Corps, teacher, diplomat, poet, was interesting. I especially liked how you said marrying the girl of your dreams is what made you who you are. That line gave me a big smile. I liked how you tied those Russian stories to today. Great job sharing both your life and your thoughts. Tim Margetz. 11 Days Ago. Review for 2025 April 5th Poems. Chapter 6 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. There's something really endearing about the way you tackle these prompts, Jake. You're not trying to impress with Polish, you're just writing. And there's great value in that. Each section here carries its own flavor. The vampire breakup story is cheeky and creative, the Shad Orma is compact but timely, and the I Am poem has warmth and personality that shines through. You're clearly someone with a life full of stories, and I appreciated the unpretentious way you shared that. The Dostoevsky reflection is brief but meaningful. It's true, really, that the darkness he mapped out still pulses in the world today. That line, how little things have really changed, lingers. If you were ever to refine these, you might give each section a bit more space or formatting separation, and tighten some of the phrasing. But for N.A. Poriemo spirit, this is bang on. Tim. Tim Margetz. Review for 2025 April 3rd Poems. Chapter 4 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. There's a likable honesty running through this collection, Jake. Why I Am Not a Musician is the standout. Casual, self-aware, and charmingly humble. The voice is conversational without being flat, and there's something bittersweet in the way youthful ambition gives way to unexpected paths, with the quiet triumph of a life well lived. Oh well, I said / that ends my musical career. It lands like a shrug but also a turning point. The final stanza returns to the original dream, giving the piece a lovely circularity without sentimentality. The shorter pieces serve as satellite reflections, though they vary in tone and weight. Doge cutbacks loom and history will not be kind move into darker, politically charged territory, particularly the latter, which imagines a future scarred by climate collapse. It's stark, and though it leans on familiar dystopian tropes, the simplicity of the language sharpens the impact. Lines like dead ocean / and arid wastelands evoke a dry horror that works well. Good Sleaze is the most enigmatic a cultural observation more than a poem, but interesting in its ambiguity. It's not lyrical, but it opens the door to conversation about judgment, perception, and beauty in unlikely places. Overall, the entry succeeds not through polished craft, but through an earnest, unpretentious voice. There's real value in that. Tim. Dragon Poet. Review for April Poetry 2025 Madness. Chapter 1 of the book April 2025 Poetry Madness. Excellent. Hi Jake. This poem is so true. It seems to be getting worse by the day here. It is crazy. I wish it could stop so everyone could heave a sigh of relief. Good luck in this contest. Keep writing and stay healthy. Have a great day. Joan. The end. Substack. Medium. Wattpad. Spotify Podcast.